Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
All right. Hello, fellow babies. That was an old show called WKRP in Cincinnati where the DJ's name was Dr. Johnny Fever and he called his listeners fellow babies. Hello, babies. Fellow babies. Yeah, it was kind of dumb. But that's the way they did it back then in the 70s. That's the way they did it now. You ain't smoke a lot of that damn dope and shot mushrooms and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God. Shot mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Right into their main veins.
The main vein.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did. So, Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. If somebody gets into your house and they have been doing too much of that mushroom shooting and all that, and they get out of their head and destroy everything, set something on fire and cause smoke damage and things like that, that's when you call Paul Davis Restoration to come clean it up and repair it and say, all right, good as new. Right here. Keep your hair on doing friends out of here. That's what they'll say. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Have y'all seen this dude who is a physician and Yale lecturer who decided not to bathe for 5 years? Just what? To see what would happen.
And what happened?
I don't know. I just saw a blurb about it. I haven't looked it up yet. I thought maybe y'all would know.
Hang on, look it up.
5 years without bathing.
That's gross. I'm sorry. If you want to be a member of society, we have certain things that you got to do, and one of them is bathe yourself.
Well, he's a Yale lecturer. Even so, more so. You know, he's got to be off in the head socially.
If I'm his boss, dean of education or whatever it is, I'm going, hey, buddy, we appreciate what you're trying to do. Take a bath because you work here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but you can't say that to people anymore.
Bullshit.
No, they get out, especially somewhere like Yale. He did, you know, how dare you? He'd have a protest going, nothing but unbathed people out in the quad.
The stinkiest protest.
Yeah, with signs marching.
Is he using any types of deodorant or anything like that?
I don't know.
So I'm going to look it up and see what I can find.
I don't know. His name's James Hamblin. Hamblin.
Dr. James Hamblin.
Mm-hmm. What's the longest, Riggins, you've ever gone without bathing?
Maybe on like a Boy Scout trip or something, but I think even then we had showers. I mean, it's not days.
No.
I don't think so.
Alexis, you've probably gone a long time.
Why would
in between showers.
Why would I have gone a long time in between showers?
Because you'd just be laying around high all the time. And
hippie.
Being a hippie and, you know.
I shower almost like twice a day.
I think maybe the longest I've ever gone is like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. It was when Ace and I were doing some sort of a live on the roof kind of thing or live on top of a bus until we fill it with food because we're hungry.
Yeah, but you couldn't take showers. No, was there ever?
It was for the the food pantry or whatever.
Have you ever gone days in your normal life without bathing?
No.
You guys had to live on top of a bus?
Yeah, we've done several of those things. We lived on top of a bus and it was snowing some of the time we were up there.
It was wild. Just wild.
Yeah, and we filled the school bus with canned goods for the hungry. And then we were up on top of the Speedway for a long time. And what was that one for?
We raised money for tornado victims that time.
Maybe, yeah.
But it was like $50,000 that we raised in a couple of days.
So when you guys lived on top of this bus, people would leave at some point and it was just you two on this bus?
Yeah, and in the middle of the night, we had a tent on top of it. It was in the parking lot of the mall in Huntsville. And, you know, obviously through the night, people would come by there and blow the horn and yell at us and all that. Luckily, nobody came through there and shot the tent up from the ground.
What? Yeah. That's crazy.
So there was a bus with the scaffolding built around it, and on one end of it, we had a tent set up. But the downside was we both would be sleeping in the tent, and if the way the scaffolding was, I don't know why that section wasn't the sturdiest, and we didn't know that until we all had it built. But like, if one of us turned over, the scaffolding would shake, which would automatically wake up the other one. So throughout the night, we would wake up just randomly because somebody would move, and the scaffolding would rock back and forth. And you would wake up like, feeling like you're falling for a second.
It has to be the worst sleep ever. Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. What?
Hey.
And how did you go to the bathroom? Was there a bathroom around there that you could?
Yeah, we could go down. There was a porta john thing.
Yikes.
The only time we could come down off the bus.
Yeah. Because they brought food up to us. They brought us food and all that kind of
thing. We had a little fire pit up there.
Were you guys just like, when everybody would leave, were just you two talking like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Just sitting there throwing football. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, watching traffic go by.
Yeah, we've done it several times different things through the years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most recent was on Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, especially the older we got. When we did that in Huntsville, Alabama, we did that. We were in our early 20s, mid-20s. Yeah. When we did it at the Speedway, we weren't.
The one at the Speedway, that press box, that's a big roof. There's a lot of space up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's more comfortable.
We had plenty of room up there.
I could not see you doing something like that right now.
Wow.
Yes. I feel like Ace, you probably might still do something like that, right?
Yeah.
But I could not see TJ doing something like that.
What did you talk about? I kill that.
You'd be tired.
You'd be tired.
I was out till 9 o'clock last night. I'm still ready to go.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a nap.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, belly overfilled with delicious food. Oh,
we ate too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you have? Anything?
Seafood,
right?
Yeah, it was. It's a new location of a restaurant that we love called the Waterman, and Alexis used to work there. And so when we walked in, this would have made y'all sick. When we walked in, the owner was there and one of the managers and greeted us at the door. And as we walked, I was the last one through the door and Alexis was the first. And when she walked in, the other people stopped her and started talking. He goes, yeah, you better get used to this for tonight. Cause she's going to be treated like a rock star here. Mm. by all the other
Why
people
would that
there.
Make you sick? You should be happy for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're so full of yourself all the time.
I'm not full of myself.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I didn't say that about myself. I didn't tell you guys.
You are always filling yourself. telling everybody else when you're dripping and whatever else you're doing.
Saucing.
You got drip. And
saucing and dripping.
Drip checking and saucing and watering and whatever else you do. Yeah. How do you drip unless you've had your water in it to begin with?
Yeah. You're right.
But anyway.
All this drip, call me tsunami.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yep.
See what I mean?
Yep. Okay, I assume they didn't have fish sticks. Is that right?
They did not have fish sticks.
Damn it.
But to answer your question, Riggins, we had crab cakes. They had oysters. I don't eat oysters. They had that. I had a... Creole shrimp and grits dish that I thought when I ordered it that it wouldn't be, you know, all that great, you know, because I'm Louisiana cooking snob.
Mm-hmm.
But it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And even when people say, oh, the chef is from Louisiana or whatever, I'm still like, okay, but
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. But no, it was really good. And then I had probably half of my little friend Jenny's seafood platter with all the fried stuff on it. That's my jam. Really good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of fried seafood. That's the jam. Mm-hmm.
I had fried trout over dirty rice and then a Creole crawfish gravy on top and roasted corn.
Oof. Fried trout over dirty rice?
Yes.
That sounds great.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have gotten that, but I generally like for my rice to be clean.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love dirty rice.
Dirty. Damn.
Touch my soul. I got leftovers. I'm going to go eat
Alexis,
it.
I like the dirty rice, too.
Come here. I found pictures of us on the... on the scaffolding.
Oh.
All right. Hang on. I'm going to turn this here. It's a little piece of this video that's posted. Mm-hmm. So, see, that's where we lived up there.
TJ, your hair.
Yeah, I know.
TJ had really long hair. My hair's in a ponytail, so you can't see it when they're about to show us on TV and you can't see us.
Oh, my God. Look at you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys are now, such little cuties.
I know, but if I had to climb the ladder to get up there now, I would need to I'd need to go to the chiropractor. Yeah, say I got to get to the chiropractor now
because I'm dying.
Yeah, hell, if I even just walked up the steps into the bus,
yeah,
I'd be like,
my back.
I'm down in my old back.
Got a crink in my neck.
Where you going, Rob? We got a delivery.
What? Leaving, Rob? What are we doing?
He's running out. He's running out like a damn Uber Eats is here. He like jumped up. Oh shit!
Gotta go.
Uber Eats. Oh man, this morning at like 5:45, he's hunkering down on two giant pieces of deep dish pizza that he had left over from last night. Like, damn.
Pizza on a Monday night. Love that.
Mm-hmm. And Tuesday morning.
And Tuesday morning before the sun comes up. Love that. I bet he's feeling
That's why he's running to the bathroom. Yeah.
ready to take on the day.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace. And one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately is my mental health, learning how to handle situations better so that I don't feel overwhelmed from time to time with all the things that are going on. It can be stressful to even think about tackling your stress, but I found something called Noom Mood. It's a journey to mental wellness, but you take it one step at a time. They guide you through everything and teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. That's one of the best parts. They hold your hand all the way through. You have coaches to help you, and it's very accessible, very convenient. It only takes 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever, wherever with the Noom app. Reason I got into it, I've got a friend who's on the Noom weight loss program. He's lost 36 pounds and says it's phenomenal. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So I'm going to be out late two nights this week. Last night was one of them. And then Thursday night, we're doing Share Funny Live in Charlotte in the Noda area. Not to be confused with the NOLA area. Do y'all know what NOLA is?
North Louisiana?
No.
Oh.
No. Close, though. New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah. New Orleans, Louisiana, which, you know, a lot of killing going on there. Wow. I don't know if y'all have ever seen that show, First Watch, but it's pretty devastating. But no, Thursday night will be, I probably won't even get home until 9.
How's that? Show's over at 7. You'll be home by 8.
Isn't it a couple of hours with traffic, you know, in the concrete jungle of Charlotte?
No. At nighttime.
Not at 7.
The concrete jungle.
You hit that HOV lane, you'll be home by 7:45 at the latest.
You know how much the HOV lane was yesterday?
Like $3 or something, or $2 and some cents?
Yeah, it was almost $4 on the way, you know, down to the restaurant last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday... We had to go into the big city, and then on the way there and back, it was over $5.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, yeah. When I went into town to that thing at Fahrenheit, there was a slowdown at the bridge. I'm not sure what it was, and the traffic was backed up. So we jumped in the HOV lane, and as I drove under that side, I saw it said like 285 to the next exit, which was about a mile and a half away. I was like, damn, I spent almost $3 just to get around this little accident.
Yeah, I got a bill from them for like $100.
Yeah, because did you sign up for the thing, or are you just paying the extra that they email you about?
No, I'm going to sign up for the thing now because I was like, what?
Good luck. It's the worst website.
It's awful.
In the history of websites.
It's very difficult. You're right. It's frustrating.
It's horrible.
And you know why?
Because it's a government runner.
Exactly.
They don't know how to make a website. Look when they rolled out that healthcare stuff.
The Obama bullshit. The Obamacare bullshit.
Everything was crashing.
You had all that time to make a website. You know how many websites there are? About a billion. Get somebody that knows how to make a website.
Right. Yeah, tell them what you wanted to do, then let them do it, then come back and click through it and see how it works.
I mean, they probably paid 100,000 times too much to have somebody do what they did to screw it up.
Spin.
You know, because it's not their money. Right. It's always fun to spend other people's money.
Sure.
But the amount of things that take place on a day-to-day basis that you would look at, any idiot could walk in there, any average person could walk in and go, why wouldn't you? It would be smarter if you, it would save money if you did this. I bet you would be astonished at that kind of stuff.
It's scary.
Sure.
I've always said you should let the average family run the government finances because they know how to budget.
Yeah.
How to be responsible.
Yeah, let me edit.
No, that is not what I meant.
I'm the average family.
You are not the average family when it comes to taking care of money.
Let's let him try. I want to see.
He's going to have some good ideas, and then the lights get shut off because we never got around to paying the bill.
We didn't act on it. No. It would be y'all's fault for not acting upon the good ideas that I had.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
Mm-hmm. Even when I didn't tell you the good ideas, y'all should know to act upon them.
Should have figured out what those good ideas were going to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everybody still talks about from time to time Britney Spears' Instagram page because she does craziness on there and all. And they'll always comment about her, you know, being on the beach naked and rolling around in the sand. And what is wrong with Britney? Or when she's doing her, you know, dances in front of the camera and all that stuff. I think the most disturbing deal on Britney Spears' Instagram that she does are the fashion shows. I mean, because that is one of the most uncomfortable things that... And kind of, it's just cringy.
It's cringy. Mm-hmm.
Because she has this look on her face like she's not even in the world. And she's just, and her mascara's always running. And she just, like, she'll put on a really, like, a nice cocktail dress or something that she just got. And she's got this look on her face like, see, her makeup is always kind of, well, and it's almost like a, it's almost like a little girl that's looking for approval from the family when she's putting on a show, you know, like, here, I'm gonna come out in the evening wear, and then, you know, whatever.
Yeah. She's
got this look on her face like she's just distant and empty.
And the moving side,
you know, and she just
looks
like
so uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm just gonna move side to side, and she keeps touching her waist and then touching her skirt, then touching her waist and touching her skirt. It's very
It's robotic looking. She's almost like an animatronic figure.
First off, Brittany, what are we doing with those roots? What's happening there?
She's still beautiful, you know, and
and
God bless her and all. It's just this is cringy to me.
Yeah. I'm with you. That eye makeup is terrible.
At least her nails have been done these past few pictures that she's posted.
And she enjoys this, you know, which is, you know, like you always say, Alexis, if she's enjoying it, then, you know.
That is weird.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's not hurting anybody.
No. But, I mean, it is.
But you worry about her, for her.
Oh, no, it's just.
That is not a good outfit. Sorry.
But, I mean, you know, I do the same thing.
What?
Whenever I get a Fashion Nova haul.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go in there and post some stuff on Insta, trying on stuff and, you know, rocking side to side.
I've thought about dropping a couple of TikToks with the OOTD. I'm down. Y'all didn't think I knew that, did you?
No.
What are you looking at, Alexis?
Seeing what your OOTD was today.
It's an Adidas hoodie I've owned for about, I don't know, 10 years.
Put it on the gram.
Your shoes are cool, though.
Thank you.
I peeped those earlier.
Thank you.
But, Brittany's still, I mean, she's pretty. She's,
okay.
You know.
Let me give you one, though, TJ.
I'm glad she's free.
Me too. Has anybody seen, I was just showing this last night, Amanda was showing me, Madonna's TikTok page.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, with the lips.
Frightening.
That was weird.
It's with so. Whips.
The lips.
Oh, I said with the whips.
It's like it looks like she was talking. It's like her lips have turned inside out. She's plumped them up so much. It's so odd. And her hair's in braids, and she doesn't say anything. But she just moves her face in huge into the camera.
It's one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen.
It is terrifying.
No lie.
It's freaky.
Man. I thought it was somebody else. Then I read it was Madonna, and I went, "Oh no!"
You're so dramatic.
Okay, well, it gave me nightmares.
It did not give you nightmares.
It did. Okay. I saw Madonna in my dreams, and it wasn't good.
Oh, I've seen that still.
Yeah,
but I didn't know who it was.
Yeah,
I saw it on the New York Post.
They're watching
website.
Madonna on TikTok right now, and
she looks good.
What is she doing? Just
being hot.
It's
okay. Mm-hmm. She's 63. I mean, she
good. She should know better.
No. Right.
Come on.
I mean, 60-year-olds don't really know what to do on social media sometimes. So.
Especially TikTok.
TikTok. Especially TikTok. So, you know, TikTok. She's trying. Mm-hmm. I give her credit for trying to stay hip.
If she was not Madonna, you'd be telling her, "You're old ass off TikTok."
Yeah,
stupid.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. If that's Ace, you're picking on him for being old. And I'm not even 60. Like no.
He's on TikTok all the time. I never say anything about it.
Yes, you do. You always talk about him being old and out of touch and not hip and all that.
I just told him that his kicks were fresh.
Right.
So, well, what you got to say about that?
I don't know. I just didn't know that people still call them kicks.
I do.
Or fresh.
Why your kicks so fresh, though?
And I always give him compliments on his hoodies.
I never kick in my shoes. I don't do much of kicking. How many people often do? call them kicks. I think that's the same person that would call feet dogs.
No, you know, I've never called my feet dogs.
My dogs are barking, boys.
I hate when people say that.
These dogs are barking. Where are my new kicks? No, I think that's a girl thing. I don't ever hear guys calling them kicks.
Is there slang for insoles? Because it doesn't sound cool to say you've got some insoles for your kicks.
Yeah. I gotta get some inserts.
Yeah, cool people don't put inserts in their kicks.
Yeah, they'd feel a lot better if they did.
That's right.
If they'd stop kicking around so damn much and just walk like normal people.
Doctor shows.
But yeah, she said she peeped your kicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That means she looked at them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see them. What kicks do you have on today, Ace?
They're nobles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very noble of you to wear those and courageous.
My wife bought them for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're dope.
Yeah, peep those kicks. Did you peep my kicks?
No, I didn't peep your kicks.
Oh.
Let me see.
Look at that. Can peep my kicks.
Wow, oh look at God. Those. Okay.
I like it.
And I love your raspberry shirt.
They match my buttons.
Yeah. He has a raspberry color shirt on.
Hello, Raspberry.
Hey, Raspberry.
Hey, Razzie.
What's up? Mr. Raspberry showing up in here.
Okay,
I see you, Raspberry.
I peep you.
I peep you, little Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Little raspberry jam.
It's giving me raspberry.
It's giving me raspberry jam. It's giving me raspberry preserves.
Raspberry.
You guys see matching with the buttons? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a flex.
And the brown watch today.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. I see you, boy.
Yeah, I mean, just you know, drip check. You
drip
know?
Check.
Grip this drip.
Oh, my God.
Grip this drip.
This whole segment my is kicks, just getting so weird.
Peepmykicks.com.
You started this.
I know.
You give one compliment pardon. About his shoes.
I'll thank you to keep your peeps off my kicks.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All I said was thank you, Riggins.
You want to see my OOTD?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about dropping some OOTDs.
But that OOTD is like so old already. Like people don't really use that anymore.
That's why I didn't do it.
But you just.
That's why I said I was just thinking about doing it.
I didn't do it.
That's
I thought,
the only thing that's kept me from doing it is the fact that I think the OOTD's kind of played out.
That's right.
Yeah, tissue.
That went away with Throwback Thursday. Yeah. Flashback Friday.
And he was like, yeah, you didn't think I knew that, right? Like as if it's like the fresh new word. I'm like, well, it's been around for a long time.
Just
so
saying, you still didn't think I knew it.
Mm-hmm. But if Madonna would have said it, she'd been like, okay, she's trying to say famous. Mm-hmm.
No, I'd be like, Madonna, you need to get more hip with your slang, girl.
Yeah, like nobody says calling shoes kicks.
OOTD. Yeah. Kicks is cool.
No, it's not.
See, I thought kicks was out as well like a long time ago.
It went out with homie.
Homie don't play that.
Right.
Homie don't play that. Don't play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the last person to say kicks as a catchphrase or in a catchphrase and all was the Wanda character that Jamie Foxx did on In Living Color in the 90s.
Do you think, Alexis, now that you're 31, you're running, you're able to stay pretty, you're hip, pretty current?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You sure? You want to think about it?
Out of all of us, yes.
You want to think about it?
He's coming for you.
Well,
I'm not talking about out of all of us. I just mean in general.
I think so. I'm very up to date with what's hip and what's cool.
What's hip?
And what's cool. Bebopping around.
Yeah. What's the haps? I'm always up to date on the haps.
You know? Yeah. And the jive turkey.
Yeah. I'm always seeing who's got hops and who doesn't. Mad hops.
That is still a thing. I have mad hops.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go. What? You're talking about Harry Potter or something?
Yeah. Oh, look at you knowing.
Okay.
Because that's about the only time y'all all break into stupid British accents.
You're not wrong.
You're right.
You know, you're giving major Slytherin vibes right now, TJ. And it's so ugly.
Yeah.
You mean what?
Slytherin.
Slytherin.
You wouldn't get it.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't get it. Hufflepuff. I'm proud to say that I wouldn't.
You don't get it, Ace, because we're not cool.
Yeah. You're not.
Just wouldn't get it.
What are those other little things called? Or is that on Lord of the Rings? The Hobbits.
That's Lord of the Rings.
Is it? Okay. Just as lame.
Which of the two, I would prefer to see Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, a lot of Christian elements. And J.R., the author, Tolkien, was a fanatical Christian.
And I've only seen a few clips, but I was in a Best Buy once, and they were showing that on one of the large TVs as a selling point of how great the TV looked. And the film looked, the look of it, spectacular.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I think I could get into the Lord of the Rings more than I could Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
I couldn't.
Harry Potter, come to die.
The boy who lived.
That's very nerdy.
Come to die.
Come to die.
Harry Potter. The look on TJ's face, I mean, if it could be bottled and sold.
No, it's
just disgust.
No, it's not. I just don't know what all that is. And I know it's a children's project, right? That Harry Potter was for children.
Harry Potter was for children.
Right.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Right.
Okay. But y'all don't care about it now that y'all are adults.
I definitely care about it, and I love it, and I will forever love it. It doesn't matter if I'm 85, 95, 1,005, I will love it.
If you make it to 1,005, the world is in trouble.
Okay.
I'm going to clone myself.
Oh. So that makes a lot more sense with you arguing with me yesterday. That too many adults still act like children.
I didn't say too many adults act like children. I said, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nostalgia is really big these days, so. Yeah.
When is nostalgia not big?
That's a good question.
Because it depends on your age. Nostalgia is always big with people over a certain age. They always are into nostalgia because that's their childhood.
I'm not really. Sometimes it depresses me.
What does?
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it depends on what happened in your past, I guess.
Yeah, well, good point, Rob. Watching that documentary that I've recommended to everybody that'll listen, called Red Dog, on did I say that was on Prime?
I think so.
Yeah. It was all about the 70s. What took place in the documentary was all happening in the 70s. And it was just depressing. Now, I was little in the 70s, but I knew what was going on. I still picture things around me, and I know, you know, because I was born in 1969. So I was 10 in 1980. That's when, you know, basically. So the 70s was like really adolescent years. But I still remember everything just looked trashy. The clothes were terrible looking. The colors were terrible.
But
I mean, but you know, those brown cars have come back. That chocolate brown was a popular vehicle color in the 70s, and then it went away completely, and now it's been brought back over the last couple of years.
That's what color that Mercury Cougar was that my dad brought home to replace the car that he sold out from under my mom, and it was the one that it was in the summer.
Yeah,
and the first time we had to get it, it was like, what? Why does it smell so musty? And my dad failed to tell my mom it had been underwater. That's how he got such a good deal on it.
Yeah,
that's it.
He got it for next to nothing. But we'd go to the mall. It's the summer in Louisiana, or the grocery store. When you come out, we'd have to open the doors and just stand outside the car for a minute and let the smell circulate out.
And you know what? if that would have been the only cougar that he brought home while they were married, they'd have had much longer time together.
That's right.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing home cougars.
Yeah, if you ever had a car that had been flooded or something inside, and then it's almost like it gets hotter than a normal car in the inside.
I swear it does.
Like a vapor that comes up out of it after it's been, you know, mildewed, smelling and all that stuff.
Just, he had bought her a four-door, and I've told y'all this before, four-door, white-on-white, leather interior, Lincoln Continental, and it was awesome. And she loved that car like no other car she'd ever had. And he just came home one day and said, I need to get your stuff out of the car. I sold it. What? And then she had to drive a Winnebago, a camper, to work for 2 weeks. And she was really, really upset about that. And then the next car he brought home 2 weeks later, he went to the auction. He got a great deal. She was like, this is a nice car. I like this car. She was still mad about her car being sold. And then as soon as it got warm, we realized, oh, no wonder he got a great deal at the auction, because this damn car has been underwater and it smells. Yep. You can hardly breathe in it when it starts to get hot.
Daddy got a great deal at the auction.
I'm the opposite, though, TJ. I love search out any 70s document or a movie like All the President's Men. I've probably seen five times. I'm just fascinated with the politics of the time. What's the Ben Affleck movie?
Argo.
I love that movie. I don't know what it is about watching 70s documentaries and all. I find them better than stuff about the 80s even. They're so good. It was such a crazy political time that the documentaries and all are fascinating about that stuff.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen All the President's Men or Argo, I would highly recommend it. They're just two phenomenal movies.
Yeah. But All the President's Men, that's about those two radical liberal reporters, right? That did the whole Nixon, breaking of the Nixon story, you know?
Yeah. But I mean,
F them.
Well, we did. There was a lot of laws being violated in that, so I really can't say F them on that. Yeah, I think one of them didn't turn radical until the end, until the years later.
Yeah.
But I mean,
was that
Woodward?
Yeah, Bob Woodward, who is a living piece of crap now. So I assume he was back then as well. Bob Woodward.
Woodward. Squidward. Squidward.
That old damn Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman is who that was.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, and then Dustin Hoffman later on transitioned into a woman way before it was popular to do.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah. They made a whole documentary about that called Tootsie is what that was called.
Really?
And when Dustin Hoffman transitioned. Y'all can look that up.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Then he transitioned back and put himself on the autism spectrum.
Oh, wait a minute.
So he just up and down. You don't know where he wants to be on Dustin Hoffman.
I am.
Yeah, he started out by, you know, he was the first one to really really get into what they end up calling cougars or MILFs, you know, back when he was trying to graduate. You know, he,
another great movie.
He ended up getting involved with damn Mel Brooks' wife. Wasn't she married to Mel Brooks?
I didn't know that.
And Bancroft.
Was she? I didn't know that.
I think maybe. I'm just trying to go by what my mama used to talk about.
Am I right? He's right. 1964 to 2005, they were married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Don't try me on that. And then when Dustin Hoffman decided he just wanted to get out of acting and open up that damn toy store, that was a big thing, too. That Emporium or whatever it was.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
He's been a lot of things, Dustin Hoffman has.
It's a busy life.
Yeah. And, of course, Robert Redford's always been a piece of shit. Yeah.
Is he still alive, Robert Redford?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what he's doing now? Still being a piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a wig, doesn't he?
He made
that wears a wig.
He made The Natural, and it's...
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Oh, just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of those guys that has, like, that real weird-looking wig, right? Yeah.
What's the one that Robert Redford did with Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson?
I think so. If you look at his hair recently, It looks like a wig.
Because he was the number one best-looking man in Hollywood for a while.
I mean, look at
Robert Redford. And it was odd because all of the Hollywood handsome men and all were dark-headed.
Like, what's going on here?
So, but that's a toupee, right?
It's a toupee, like, it's right?
Called, a toupee? Okay.
I think so.
Or what's... You can't, do men have old. Wigs?
Yeah, he always had really good hair, though. You think that's a toupee?
Yeah, and then he has white hair underneath. It's not even blended right.
I don't think so.
You know, graying around the edges. Google, does Robert Redford wear a toupee? I'm sure there's something about it out there. Hmm. Somebody said Kevin Costner does when he's in movies and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of normal for. Oh, now that looks like a full-on.
I mean,
that looks like that shit came from Party City.
he just slapped it on there.
What is going on?
He's like 90 years old.
Right. I think it's tough to pull off the toupee, but you got to know when to.
Just accept it.
Go down, shave it down. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's so funny when guys try to do the toupee.
Is that Tony Curtis with a toupee?
Yeah, oh my God.
Wow.
Because then you just look like a buffoon. You just look so much better.
I think Tony
Curtis. Especially if you're a good looking guy.
Tony Curtis in his day was the best looking guy in all of show business, I think.
Yeah, Robert Redford is not
that's Jamie Lee Curtis's dad.
Like, that guy?
That one that we... Yeah, no, that, not this one.
Not the one that before. You put before with yeah. the gray hair?
Yeah.
Riggins, go to your left, that picture of Robert Redford with the blue jacket
on. Oh, he was fine. Yeah,
I know. That's what I just said. He was the hottest guy in show business.
That's what I wanted him to show you.
He and Burt Reynolds were...
Okay, Robbie.
In the 70s, they were the two hottest.
Let me go back in time
real quick. Okay, Mr. Redford.
But he did that. Great, the way like we were is a great
one.
Movie.
Riggins, that one. Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, damn. That's rough.
Wow. I mean, that looks like that whenever Caitlyn started transitioning, he said, "Save Bruce Jenner's hair for me."
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
And he just slapped it on his head.
Wear a hat, man.
Wow.
You got plenty of money to get a cool hat.
It's like sitting on his top of his head.
Yeah, you just put boop.
Yeah, that looks looks completely fake right there.
Yeah, or you got enough money to buy the best hair transplant that you can get. You go to Helsinki and get that shit.
Yeah, for real.
That's what they know about over there.
I would do
Helsinki
that.
Is about hair.
Yeah.
If I had the money, I would get a hair transplant to fill in right around the front of mine. Where sure. Stand out some.
Mm-hmm. I think the hair transplant is the way to go. Because I think if you do the toupee, it's a lot of maintenance. Like, you got to wash
it. Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with that. I just want to have to, like, take some injections or something.
Alexis, find us some injections.
I don't know how to. So far, so good.
Some injections in his head.
Yeah, an IV drip and get my hair back.
Yeah, I want to wake up every day and just have, like, a couple of, take an IV and shoot up some testosterone or something, and I'll live forever.
Alexis, find us some endorsements for hair plugs.
Hair plugs.
Send me this clip.
Same thing, right?
The hair plugs and butt plugs.
Don't get them confused.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
So, yesterday, a 71-year-old woman in Oregon named Nancy Brophy went on trial for allegedly murdering her husband 4 years ago. And that's how long it takes when you're charged with murder. Even it could take that long for it to come up to trial, because you got to do what they call discovery. Do y'all know that word in the legal industry? Discovery. It's where you discover things. It's where your legal team takes time to discover or try to discover a lot of things.
It's a good name then.
Yeah. It's kind of truth in advertising.
Yeah. What if we just... Let's just call it Discovery.
Yeah, just make a whole damn TV channel out of it.
Yeah.
Just call it the Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. That's what they ought to do. Right there. So, yeah, she went on trial yesterday. And in 2011, she wrote an essay called How to Murder Your Husband. She also wrote a romance novel called The Wrong Husband. But the judge ruled that that could not be entered into evidence. Either one of those writings, those works of hers from the past, could not be entered into evidence in her murder trial. And it's a prime example of why jurors are instructed not to look at the media or watch TV or any of that kind of stuff, because if you pick up a newspaper, that's the story.
Yeah.
That she wrote a paper called How to Murder Your Husband. And, you know, the jury is not even supposed to know that exists, because the judge deemed it to not be pertinent to the case at hand for some reason or another. And I've tried to find the reason the judge gave, but I couldn't.
So he's never come out and research. Said yet, like, it would not because of this or that or whatever. That's interesting.
Right. Maybe he had to have, or she had to give the attorneys reason why. Yeah. Not because they both went in and argued for and against it in the judge's chambers, probably. It's the way it happens on Law and Order.
Was this a trial where the jury was sequestered?
I don't know. It just started. So I don't know whether they're sequestered or not. I would think so.
It seems like it would be very difficult to keep them away from that news if they're not sequestered.
Right. And evidently that is a key important piece of information that the defense has gotten kicked out. That they would never, ever want to even cross the ears of a juror.
So let's say you're on the jury and you are sequestered, but somehow, I don't know how, you come across this piece of information. Do you keep that to yourself, or do you then go to someone and say, hey, I don't know, I just saw that she's wrote this paper called How to Kill Your Husband. You know, I know this piece of information. Do you tell someone and run the risk of being removed from the jury?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah, and then they're going to ask and make you sign documents and all saying that you did not reveal that information to any of the other jurors. Yeah. You didn't taint the whole jury. Because that's why they have alternates to step
crazy
in there.
Though.
Just imagine that if you're an alternate. You still got to take all the time off work and go sit in there and pay attention to the whole thing, but you don't even have a vote.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Would you rather be an alternate or be on the jury making the decisions?
I'd rather be on the jury. Really? I've always wanted to be on a jury.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I want to be on the jury.
The worst experience of my life, having to do that all those days. Worst.
How many days was it, two?
No, it was at least three or four. It was for a triple murder. And one of the victims was on the show, America's Next Top Model. And it asked if... And everybody knew the case. And I was like, absolutely. I think I talked about it on this radio show I work for.
They didn't care. They didn't care.
They didn't care, no. Yeah. And then, no, the one that got me kicked off, well, I don't even know if I should say that. They were like asking if everybody would be comfortable in confronting somebody else if they were, I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. I was like, no, I'm not confronting anybody. I got
news like if you would confront another juror, if they weren't acting right or something.
Yeah. And everybody raised their hand, and I did. And they were like, sir, number 12, you would not? And I was like, absolutely not. They were like totally thrown by that.
Step into the middle of controversy? No.
Yeah. They were like dumbfounded by that. I was like, no.
In other words, these were the questions that they just have to ask, but they know how everybody's going to answer. They're just burning through these questions. Yeah. And they look over, there's one guy, they're like, what? number 12?
Yeah.
You want to put your hand up?
And did you hear the question? Right. Yeah.
And the district attorney or wherever the state was like, propose to have him removed, and the defense was like, I oppose. We'd like to keep him in there if we could. I know. And I got emails from both sides talking how candid I was and how impressive that was that I was honest. I was like, yeah, I'm not confronting anybody. I got news for you. I'm sorry that shocks you, but you don't know anything about me. I'm not confronting shit.
I love that, though.
I'm getting paid $7 a day. I'm not confronting another citizen.
I didn't even confront shoplifters when I worked in retail.
You got the wrong one.
Yeah. That's so funny to me, though, that they're just burning through
it was like
the
generic standard
stuff to get to the rest. They know how everybody's going to answer. Want to raise a hand, like, hey, this guy with it. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, 12? Okay.
No, not doing that. No. They were pissed.
Yeah. The day I got picked to go down for jury selection, there were a lot of people in there. Mm-hmm. And I just sat, because I'd already checked on the, about getting out of it or whatever. People, it's the first time I'd ever been called. And they said, go down because, even if you don't get, if you go down and take a day while they're selecting, you may not even get selected, but it counts as you being part of the jury selection. So your name will be thrown out and won't come up in rotation again for however many years. And if you just get a reason to not go and they excuse you, it's going to go right back. You could get called again in a week.
Yeah.
Because it'll come up in rotation or whatever.
Do you think they'll ever invite me to be on the jury?
No, because you got to be registered to vote.
I am registered.
Before they, you got to.
I think.
You can't be full of shit. Are.
Right.
Right.
They can.
So anyway, they called. I went on down because they said it could come up again. And I sat there. While we're supposed to get there at a certain time, and I got there on time or even a little early, and I watched probably 10 people walk up there with their letter and try to get out of it on the spot. And they would tell, okay, well, I can let you go today, but you're still going to go right back in the rotation. You could get drawn again. And they'd be like, oh, yeah. No, I might as well stay. Or some of them would still go, all right, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave. But one of the Andretti's was selected at the same time I was, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, they're not gonna put me on the jury because I'm a public figure and all of that stuff, but I didn't think they ended up putting him on.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, well, damn, if they'll put an Andretti on there, then they'll put me on.
Oh,
I'm
I tried
shit
that.
To an Andretti.
Yeah, I tried the public figure thing.
Yeah,
six ways of Sunday. They didn't care.
But I mean, if they would have asked me the questions, I would have been honest, like, can you be unbiased in your decision on that? And I would have said probably not, because I'm usually, very judgmental about things immediately. Like I told y'all, I would have said, I looked at his outfit and could tell he was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
When he walked in the room today. Look at his pointed patent leather shoes.
But you also would have then said,
drug dealer.
You also then would have said, but I'm right about it.
Yeah. So if you want a short trial, just let me tell you that he's guilty now.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.